Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this October 26, 2006 live edition. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and we have several extremely important guests that are going to be joining us later during the show. We're going to, of course, have Robert David Steele, formerly high-level Marine Corps Intelligence and CIA as well. And then that's in an hour. Then we have Webster Tarpley, who we always like to have join us at least once a month. He is an author, lecturer, researcher, and now radio talk show host. He's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. In the first hour, I'm going to take your calls. The toll-free number to join us on any news issue, any item you wish to discuss, the huge war games going on in the Persian Gulf with two carrier task force groups and another task force group of warships and troop-carrying ships, amphibious assault cruisers. We also, of course, have Israel opening fire on a German patrol boat, and the Germans would not be making that up. They completely lick Israel's boots, basically give them free submarines, weapons, and aid, I guess trying to make good from World War II. And it just, I mean, they're lucky they didn't get attacked like the USS Liberty for 3 hours. We've got that going on. We have discussion of a 9/11 truth political party. We have neocon academics continually calling the Constitution bad, saying it's a suicide pact. Existing home sales drop as do prices. And this is from U.S. News and World Report, part of a larger move as real estate goes down. Another article here from WorldNet Daily. Octoon, Germany drags homeschooler kids to class. Authorities haul crying children away to avoid danger from parental teachings. That's the actual German government saying that. We're going to cover it all today, but we will be taking your calls in the next segment, and the segment after that, right through the end of this hour. And then Mr. Steele will be joining us talking about inside job on 9/11. Very important broadcast for you today. Again, that toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Also, ExxonMobil post, $10.49 billion profit in third quarter. Bush signs U.S.-Mexico border fence bill. Total smoke and mirrors. Again, that is all coming up after the break. A few program notes. Next Tuesday night here in Austin, Texas, there at the corner of Lamar and 6th Street, I'll be at the Waterloo Records, that is Waterloo Music and Video, a very nice, sprawling music and video store in the heart of Austin. A lot of parking there, and their parking lot are in the surrounding area. I'll be there from 5 to 6:30, and I'll give a speech, take questions, and sign Terror Storm, and this will be the official in-stores version. A little bit different than the one I sell at Infowars.com. And I certainly hope to see you out there. And then coming up on, coming up the Friday after that, where they're going to be showing Terror Storm for free at the Unitarian Church here in Austin, Texas. So I'll tell you more about that a little bit later as well. Hope to see all the locals there. And, of course, next Tuesday, nationwide, and I finally have a list of the stores it's going to be in. If I tried to even cover all of this, actually, it's so many stores I can't even read all of these where it's going to be. I mean, it's hundreds of stores. Barnes & Nobles, Borders. I mean, this is insane. Basically everywhere but Walmart and Best Buy and stuff like that. Basically, 90-plus percent of the national stores and many local and regional stores are going to have Terror Storm. That's exciting because a lot of people that never would have been exposed to the truth will see these. So please rush out next week and buy them off the shelf so more get put in. Want to make it a big hit. We'll be right back.
It's
each year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to plunge into some of the news and guests that are coming up and hit a few top stories. And we're going to go to Paul, Jeff, John, Jesse, Cecil, and many others that are holding wide open phones in this first hour, 1-800-259-9231. During the last segment, I was briefly mentioning that my new film, Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, will be in hundreds of stores, really thousands of stores, I guess hundreds of different branches of different companies across the country starting next Tuesday night. Barnes & Noble's, Movie Gallery, Borders, bookstores across the nation, all of the, quote, independent, it's a major chain of stores, Exclusive Co., it just goes on and on. I mean, I really can't read all of these. Virgin Megastores nationwide here in the U.S. and England, Waterloo Records here locally in Austin, and this list I have is only a partial list, and there's hundreds of stores and hundreds of regional chains and chains here that are going to be having it placed there. We have the same distributor as Outfoxed, which was, again, a huge film, sent ripples and shockwaves across the globe, showing how Fox News is a pack of disinformation artists and the different things that they engage in on a routine basis. And it's really important. In fact, I mean to put a press release out on this and a page up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's really important for this to be a big hit in the stores, because if day one, when they, you know, the average store buys five copies of this, If day one you go into your local bookstore, your local Barnes & Nobles, your local Borders, your local Waterloo, your local Virgin Megastore Atlantic, you go in and buy these off the shelves, then they'll order even more. And if those sell out, then they'll all put end caps in. I'm told that Barnes & Nobles and that Borders are going to have end caps. Now, this was paid for by my distributor. And the way they pay for it is they basically give them the videos. A lot of times when you see stuff that's on an end cap or that's a huge display, that's done as a rollout, basically. And so my distributor is taking a big risk. They're putting a lot of money into hundreds of Barnes & Nobles, basically getting free videos. I have to get them for like $2 a piece or something it cost. Again, we need to get this out to the people. Just like I put Terror Storm out for free on Google Video, with the one desire to have tens of millions of people see it, and counting up all the visitors and hits we've gotten with the times Google's deleted our page views, it's over 6 million people on Google Video alone have seen Terror Storm. That sounds great, and I'm glad, and the film's been worth my while, to put out for free, just to reach those 6 million people. That's not enough, folks. Most of those 6 million were already converted. We need to, the 6 million that have seen it need to tell another 6 million about it. And you've done that, and I've seen you out there on the message boards and the blogs and the MySpace accounts telling everybody to watch Terror Storm. Go to Infowars.com to get the main link to the Terror Storm you need to promote, because there's a whole bunch of versions of it up there on Google Video, and then all of our hits get spread out, and so we don't stay on the top 100, where we can reach millions of other people a day who go to the top 100 to make their viewing choices. It's like getting on national TV, basically, to be in the top 100. And it's like being on a major news channel to be in the top 20 or 30, which we've only been in the top 30 one time, and hundreds of thousands of people were watching, and then it dropped out, and then it's just tens of thousands a day. And it's sad, because we need to have millions of people see Terror Storm. I mean, it's exciting. We've already reached 6 million, and we don't have a way of tracking what's happened on the other web, sharing networks and the torrents and all the other ways to watch it. I would imagine it's quite large as well, but we don't know. We know 6+ million have seen it. And, again, I want to commend all of you that have helped us promote this and get this out to people. And that's the goal of all of this. And I've been beating my brains out, going on every radio show I can to tell people to go watch it for free. And then the hosts go, "Don't you want to plug? You sell it." I was on with Jack Stockwell, great guy out of Salt Lake City today. I meant to tell that station to pick up my Sunday show. They've never picked up my weekday show. I don't know why. They've picked up stuff like Rents and other good shows, but they need to pick up at least the Sunday show. I'm asking affiliates out there that are currently picking up this show to please pick up the new Sunday show I'm doing from 4 to 6 p.m. syndicated through MS Communications. It's up on the Star Guide feed. Details are all at GCNLive.com. But, again, I'm already digressing here. Oh, by the way, before I go to your calls in the news, we were carrying it day one on Monday when it was released, the DVD, and it's even better than what you saw in theaters. It's been expanded to include the North American Union, not just Federal Reserve and IRS, and the microchipping tracking grid, the RFID. America, Freedom to Fascism. I'm glad to see people are going completely crazy on Infowars.com ordering it. I hope you'll go there if you haven't and order it. At least support Aaron Russo and us, and you get a powerful film. Aaron says, go ahead and make copies. He spent over $1 million making and promoting, and he bought ads on national TV, ads on radio, and the guy has basically not even made 10% of his money back. And he just says he doesn't care anymore. And that was his words. At first he's like, well, I need to make my money back. He just said, forget it. Just make copies. But for heaven's sakes, at least buy the DVD from Infowars.com. So at least he makes something back because he wants to make another film. I feel like such a fool. I get so busy that I was making Terror Storm when Aaron Russo called me 7-8 months ago and said, I want to put you in my new film. My wife kept saying, call Aaron Russo, call Aaron Russo. I didn't even call him back. I got a call to go out to Hollywood a month ago to cast for a medium-sized role. Instead of being 2 minutes in a film or 1 minute in a film, a major film, I would have been a major part. And you know what I did? I just said, forget it. And again, I'm not bragging and tooting my horn here, but I just want you to know my commitment. What do you know people that get offered major roles, and this isn't somebody shooting their mouth off. I mean, I've been in two major films. One was Fox Searchlight, the other Warner Brothers. Waking Life and Scanner Darkly. And that was because those were films I could go shoot one day on. And I consulted on Scanner Darkly maybe for a week. I counted the cost and got offered, well, basically it was speculative. I had to go out there and deal with it. And it wasn't a role that would fight the New World Order. It wasn't a role that would do anything that would affect change. I mean, in Scanner Darkly, I get to expose that the government deals the drugs and creates the drugs. In Waking Life, I got to talk about fighting the New World Order and the dynamic human spirit refusing to submit with my good friend here, Aaron Austin, Richard Linklater. And if he ever invites me to be in another film, I'll do it, because all of his films have a good message. Or at least most of them. I guess School of Rock really doesn't. But Fast Food Nation coming out does, with Bruce Willis and others. But, I mean, I just said, you know what? No thanks. And so, I mean, I have a chance to go be in movies. Okay, something that people, well, I mean, I've been told by Hollywood because I have violence in my eyes. And I was told that, many years ago by a local director here in town who makes art films, pretty well known, I won't say his name. He said, you've got what they call violence in your eyes. And they said, it's not necessarily means you're a bad guy or a good guy. They said, it's like, and he mentioned a few other famous actors. He said, it's very convincing. It's compelling. You ought to be in pictures. I just like, yeah, I ought to be in pictures. You know, the old thing. Well, how many of you, you know, it's harder to turn down being in a big movie. And I mean, having a major part in it. But it would take months. I'd have to quit this radio show. It's harder to turn that down than it is to turn down millions of dollars, which I've been offered to sell out to the New World Order. And so I just want you to know the type of commitment that I have made. And I don't have sour grapes over it. I'm even more committed. But then I just look at my daily life, and it is a lot of toil. And it's not a thankless job, because we're out there working in the minds of men and women. We're not going to have a country. They've signed H.R. 6166. We're going into World War III. We're going into a police state. And I'm not going to just punch out and drift off and, you know, go off and be in some movie and then be in another movie and just, I just don't care. At a certain level, I don't care. At other levels, I do. But, I mean, I'm just asking you to have at least some semblance of that same type of commitment. I don't want to hear from bankers out there. I don't want to hear from real estate agents. I don't want to hear from, you know, doctors and lawyers and other talk show hosts that, oh, well, I'm going to be part of the system because I want the power and I want to have the money and I want to have the status. Hey, none of that matters, folks, when you got a government that kidnaps kids for sex slave rings. And it's in the Chicago Tribune. None of that counts when they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. None of that counts when our country is going into a North American union. None of that counts when they're grabbing homeschoolers from their parents. It doesn't count. So I don't want to hear that, oh, you know, you're going to be self-centered and focus on me, 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 you know, I, and that you're going to get ahead. You are not going to get ahead. You're not going to have a country to live in. We're already a third world country, folks, in many respects. Our test scores, every trend, every indices in the indications we've got is bad. It's bad, 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 bad. And I just, it makes my brain burn. It just, believe me, folks, I'd rather be fishing. I'd rather be marching around camping in the woods. I'd rather be playing football and soccer with my children. I literally would rather work 40 hours a week and, you know, get into my shelf and get into reading books and do all that. But I just can't, folks. There's a war. We're under attack here. America's going down. And I just hope you realize what the stakes are. I mean, I'm so frustrated I can't make films quick enough or good enough. I'm so frustrated that I don't. There's so much. I need to work even harder, but I can't. I can't. And I just try everything I can to wake people up. And I know we've had a great effect, but it's not happening fast enough. And I, We'll come back, go back to your calls. And I'll get into all the news, what's happening with Israel, what's happening with the war, what's happening with the economy, the election. We got two big guests coming up today. Stay with us.
you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 26, 2006. Gold opened at $594.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $626.96. Again, that's $626.96 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Okay, let's go to your calls. Then I'll get into ExxonMobil, post $10.49 million profit in third quarter. Bush signs his staged fence bill right before the election as a stunt. It's never to be built. Total fraud. All the analysts are saying that. Israel basically shoots, strafes a German patrol boat, and it's all being whitewashed. There's a lot coming up, but let's go to your calls. Paul in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello.
God love you, and I'm a new listener and a first-time caller.
Well, good to have you on board.
I got a couple of questions for you, Alex, that's all. I have two friends of mine that are members of the John Birch Society, and you sound very much like them. Where do you stand regarding the John Birch Society?
Well, I sound like them because I'm reading the same government documents and CFR documents that they've been covering for 40 years, and I think the JBS has done a lot of great work. and they were against the Vietnam War. They're true conservatives. They've been demonized. They pulled their horns in. They pulled their horns in the last decade. But McManus says that's because they've probably been infiltrated. They've now got better leadership in there, and they're now looking at 9/11 being an inside job, OKC being an inside job, and I think we've all got to work together.
Yeah, okay. Alex, who would you prefer to be in the White House, Hillary Clinton or George Bush?
Hillary Clinton, because then that would wake conservatives up and they wouldn't go to sleep. I'd rather have the wolf fully with his long black red fur out rending the sheep instead of a, you know, oh, look at that big sheep. It's over there eating sheep, but it's a sheep. You know, I'd rather people know the enemy that we're facing and know what we're dealing with than have someone who at least has an R before their name neutralizing the people of this country.
Hmm. Okay, interesting.
I mean, listen, George Bush has done more than Clinton and Hillary could ever do. American Union, open borders, tripling the size of the BATF, abolishing the Bill of Rights. And Hillary voted for all of that. She voted for H.R. 6166. They're all the same. It doesn't matter. I'd rather get people focused on county, city, and state elections.
Yeah, okay. Are you familiar with the Omni publications, Omni Book Club?
I remember Omni when it was a science fiction magazine. I don't know about what you're talking about.
Hmm. Okay. And can you tell me, what is a neocon? I hear that so often.
Well, neocons called themselves neocons. They were mainly the Trotskyites, Fourth International, that claimed they were then conservatives and took over the Republican Party from the... They were also a lot of more adherents of the Chicago business school there, and Leo Strauss, who was an avowed fascist and believed in command and control government. And they also, many of them are, a large portion of them are double agents publicly of Israel. Many of them have worked in the cabinet of the government of Israel and are Mossad agents. But a lot of them are also WASP, like Dick Cheney and George Bush and Jeb Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. And it's a weird collection of criminals, Nazi acolytes, and weird Zionist acolytes. It's a very sick, dangerous group who openly have called for world government and the North American Union. And so they call themselves neocons. The fake conservatives that run our country are neocons.
And what do we call ourselves?
Well, you can call us paleo-conservatives, libertarians, freedom lovers. I think constitutionalist really is the best term.
Well, that's what I think of myself as, a constitutionalist.
Well, that's what I think of myself, too, but the average person doesn't know what that is. So.
Now, how come you continue to refer to neo-Nazi and fascism when it seems to me that this is a global thing and more akin to communism?
Well, sir, you have to understand, and I'm sure you know this, that the big banks financed communism during the Russian Revolution from 1914 to 1918, and that they financed them all the way through. That's admitted. Now the government admits what we knew. What the JBS said 40 years ago, that our government put Mao in. They now brag about it on national television, on History Channel. It's now declassified. And that they build up this. So communism is only one front of these people. Just like they own the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans are the fascists, the Democrats are the communists. Either way, you get the same system.
Yeah, right. It's the right and left hand of the same beast.
Exactly. That's why they're in control. It's like a mobster who owns both fighters, or a mobster who owns the top three horses.
Yeah, right. Okay, do you have an email address?
Yes, sir. It's, the best place is just to send it to tips@Infowars.com, Aaron@Infowars.com, Kevin@Infowars.com.
Oh, okay, I've already got that one.
Yeah.
Okay, good enough. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, I go and scan through all of it, and they scan through. No one person can do it all. We all kind of... It's like some giant, 500-ounce T-bone every day we all try to descend on, like a pack of weasels trying to eat it all. I mean, there's no way to ever be able to eat the entire thing, but we attempt. So don't stop sending us email, because we miss a lot of it, but we see most of it. And we wallow in giant bags of letters every week, and wallow in faxes, and wallow in people in distress begging us for help. I describe it as our ship is sunk, we're in a lifeboat. The lifeboat's about to sink. It's so overloaded, and there's nothing but hands reaching out of the frosty, frozen ocean.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Welcome back, my friends. So glad that you joined us on this live Thursday edition. We're going to go back to your calls in a moment and into the news. Do you know who's joining us in the next hour? Robert Steele will be coming on the broadcast with us. And he's an amazing, amazing individual. I have his bio here. Robert David Steele is a former Marine Corps infantry and intelligence officer at the highest level. He was actively number one for the civilian intelligence, number two under the Marine Corps officers. For 20 years and was a second-ranking civilian GS-14 Marine Corps intelligence from 88 to 92. Steele is a former clandestine service case officer with the Central Intelligence Agency. He is the founder and CEO of OSS.net, Inc., as well as the Golden Candle Society. Steele also was a member of the adjunct faculty of the Marine Corps University in the mid-1990s, and he has been a conservative. He is a conservative. He's going to be joining us coming up, talking about 9/11. Now going public on 9/11, Mr. Steele. Of course, Bill Christensen is the highest-ranking former CIA official, ran their entire foreign threat division in D.C. and overseas. I mean, he was over an entire department. And he said for years he ignored people who said it was an inside job. Then he decided to look at the evidence, and he said all of the evidence points towards inside job, total inside job. Here on air, he said they certainly knew and let it happen, but he said the problem is the evidence doesn't point towards that as much as it points towards total inside job. You see, number one, the official story is a lie. it's impossible, it's a fraud. And then if you wanted to say, well, they let it happen, yeah, there's all the evidence of that, but you look into more evidence, it all points towards it has to be involvement, total involvement. And it's so sad. It's so sad that we stand here on the precipice. By the way, if you want to find out the truth about 9/11, many of you already know it, but if you want to have a powerful tool to wake people up, Terror Storm is out, and it hits stores nationwide. Almost every major video slash bookstore in the country, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Virgin, Atlantic, they're all going to have it starting November 1st. It'll be in all the stores, but it'll be in most stores. The main launch is October 31st. That's next Tuesday. Please call and get Terror Storm, 1-888-253-3139. We also have America Freedom to Fascism right now at Infowars.com on DVD. All right, I'm done talking about that. Let's just go to your calls, and then we'll continue with the news here. Let's talk to Jeff in Kentucky. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, brother. How's it going?
Well, I just am. We're on the precipice. We're here. Everything we talked about all these years, it's now happening right now.
I know. I'm sitting here watching it on live on the news, and I want to bring something to your attention. I've just found out while I was researching something. I'm a student up here at WKU. Western Kentucky University over in Bowling Green, and I'm taking a class on public speaking, and I'm using that forum as the propagate. Well, you found out, and all the other 9/11 truthers out there found out. In my first speech, I made a packet with a copy of Terror Storm and a copy of 9/11 Loose Change for everyone in my class.
Good.
And my teacher, this was right after when House Bill 6166 came out, and I've got two National Guard guys in my class. I'm like, listen, like, I know there's two guys in here still connected to the government. I'm like, you can, if you get caught with this, be prosecuted as a treasonous act and a terrorist.
And so this is America. Now, we get these calls every day, on air, every day at the office. It's been in the news. What you're saying really happens. So they think America is the Soviet slash Nazi Union. Who said to you you could be prosecuted?
Well, it says right there in that HR. No, I gave this speech. When I went to give this speech, I put the little warning out before I even told anybody to open their packets. I was like, listen, like, I know I've got two National Guard guys.
Oh, you were saying it for effect,
yes.
but there is a root of truth to it. Yeah, okay.
Yes, and to give clarity or credibility to my speech, I went through my history. I'm an 8-year combat veteran. Few times in Kosovo and got wounded in Iraq, and that's the reason I ended up in college. And
okay.
My philosophy teacher pointed me indirectly to you. And when I was giving a speech, I had a kid in my class pick up the packet and throw it at my feet and basically call me a terrorist and walk out of class. He was a neocon. He confronted me after class and basically looked like he wanted to confront me in a physical manner until he saw my license plate, which had a purple heart on it, and then he turned around and walked off.
Yeah, because they're in this cult that you worship the troops, but
yeah.
It's only surface. You don't really help the troops. You don't really support the troops. They try to associate themselves with it. So he's like a robot that's given info it can't compute. He's like, cannot compute. Smoke starts coming out his ears.
And he wasn't even a National Guard guy. He was just some random dude that was in my class. But the fact of the matter
some random punk who's never lived.
Oh, yeah. And I watched Aaron Rousseau's movie on the pay-per-view for him and his website, freedomtofascism.com. And I was so dumbstruck by it, I paid for it again, which is $5 a pop. I paid for it again, I watched it again, and my next speech is going to be over that movie. And while I was researching it, I ran into this Western Kentucky University promotes Internet 2 as a sideline. I'm sitting there looking at it. I've got the website in front of me, and it says, that Internet 2 is a 10-year-old organization from about 200 universities, 7 corporations, and 50 affiliates, and it's been running for 10 years inside of America. And it says that the DSL has nothing to compare to it. It's almost like a seamless experience.
Yeah, no, sir. If you go to the corporate minutes and if you go to the speeches that are all transcribed online of Internet 2 in Austin last year, of Internet 2 before that in London, of Internet 2 before that, I believe it was in Chicago, and before that in, was it Berlin, and then one was in Japan. If you go read, and every time they give a speech, they say, the Internet is dead. So if you type the Internet is dead in, you'll get the Register and AP and all the articles, and it's always the same talking points. They're going to shut down the old web incrementally in the next 3 years. They're going to force you onto Internet 2. China turned Internet 2 on 2 weeks ago. And they're now blocking everybody from getting into information, and they force you on the government systems that track you. You hear Chertoff saying, terrorists are training on the web, anti-government, we've got to restrict it, we've got to have you enter your ID or thumb scan when you start your computer. All that's coming out standard on the keyboards. So, yes, they are killing the web right now. It's like a boa. Just grab the web. It's just now wrapping around us. It's just now squeezing us. And we can kick and bite and jump out right now if we try. But if the dumbbell America doesn't, and it's going to be advertised as, oh, there's a new web. It works a lot better. Oh, look at the outages of the old Internet. Oh, they didn't upgrade the hubs. They didn't upgrade them. And, oh, look, there's all that identity theft on it. And oh, look, they're having net neutrality fights. Cogent and Level 3 aren't sharing data between each other. Oh, the backbones aren't working together. Well, since your normal web hadn't been working, just come over here and sign a form with one of these universities or 50 affiliates that are corporate or the seven major backbones, and you just listed it correctly. And once you sign on here, you have a subdomain, kind of like MySpace, and they can delete you whenever they want, and they'll restrict what videos you can post or what you can do, and they've openly announced it because we're cleaning their clocks. You think they're going to let people continue to let PrisonPlanet.com be as rated, as big as the Dallas Morning News? You think they're going to continue to let, I mean, the Washington Times is at 7,800 and something, and Prison Planet's thousands of places bigger than that. You think they like the fact that PrisonPlanet.com can be, doesn't make any money, but it sure as, I want to use the word hell, but I want to try to be family oriented here. I mean, it's just, you know, they can, and I'm just one of thousands of sites now. Okay? I mean, you know, it's very exciting to me that take 911blogger.com. Those guys, you know, some days were rated, you know, 9,000-10,000 on the web, whereas something like, you know, the Village Voice isn't rated that big. I mean, it's overnight people are coming out and grabbing millions of viewers and readers because we're pointing to them. That's what we try to do. We try to point at everybody who's good and promote them and build them, even if sometimes they don't do that for us, because it doesn't matter. I'm trying to grow more forces, more troops in the info war. And so I see myself as a force multiplier. I know the enemy noticed this, but it's already too late. We've already mushroomed the operation. We've already sent the spores out, and then now more mushroom heads are popping and spraying spores. And we're coming for them, and they're finally realizing that, brother.
Hey, brother, I got another question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Where are you getting your information on this Falcon base in Iraq thing? Because I got brothers still in the Army right now.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I meant to get that guy on the show today. Paul Watson, I know, interviewed him yesterday, and I haven't talked to him. You ask where I'm getting my information.
I haven't found anything on it. Now, I've got brothers that are in the 4th ID right now, and I haven't heard from them in a while. So
I haven't reported on it because I don't know what the truth is.
All right.
The media and the government says that it was a bunch of plastic explosives and munitions blew up, and a bunch of people got injured, no one killed. Other people have said it looks like a nuke. Does not look like a nuke to me. That's what an ammo dump blowing up from 2 miles away looks like at night.
I was involved in a suicide bombing in 2004 in an Iraqi National Guard compound. I got hit by about 2,000 pounds of high explosive in a truck that ran the compound, and it leveled a two-story building on me. Luckily, we were all asleep, and we were all on the bottom floor, and it just leveled it on us, and only 5 people died. But when I saw the video to that, and that's not a nuke, I can tell you that, because there wasn't no, like,
You see it popping and fizzling and explosives going off. Then it reaches critical mass and blows the entire compound.
But that does look like a sapper incident where the enemy infiltrates your base and blows it up. Because there's two primary explosions, and then there's the major one that actually knocks out the pole lights for a second in the camera. But there's no secondary shockwave that comes through town. So it's not a nuke, but I'm not sure what it is. But
well, there are people on the web, and I don't blame anybody for covering the report. You've got to, you know, look at it and look at what people are saying. But it's the same people every time. It's Novostat, the Russians, putting out what I have to call is false info from what we have. And then other people get it, the same usual suspects who parrot everything. And but there's nothing wrong with reporting on what's being reported, but to jump on and say everything's a nuke. Oh, there were nukes in the World Trade Centers. Oh, there were nukes in this. There were nukes in Oklahoma City. No, there weren't. And
well,
I'm
there,
just
there
sick
was
of it.
Information in Popular Mechanics come back out in the mid-90s about how terrorists are planning on using demolition nukes. I can't remember what year it was. It was before I went in the Army, but
yeah,
it was, they were just hitting around at it back then. But you can't really use nukes as demolition anyways because fallout and all the crazy
Well,
even stuff,
even the bunker busters, I mean, there's nothing many about them. Listen,
yeah.
I appreciate your call, sir. Oh, in closing, was anything else said in class when you were handing all this out to people?
Say again?
Was anything else said to you in the class when you were handing out terror?
The National Guard guys actually set the, they knew I was in the military. They just set the package down and said, hey, thanks for what you're doing and everything, and they walked out. My teacher, he was actually an elderly person, and he remembers Vietnam, and it had Northwoods in there, a complete copy of the declassified Northwoods in it. And he was just looking at me with his jaw just hanging open because, I mean, everything he's been taught has been a lie. And then a history professor right afterwards came up to me with a dumbstruck look because I was, in fact, handing him a packet telling him he's not really a history professor, he's a lie professor. Everything he's been taught and he's teaching is nothing but, you know, lies. And he's just looking at me like, you know, who the hell are you? What are you doing? You know? And he just turned around and walked off, so.
Well, you keep it up. It's people like you that are going to save this country. And you fought for the globalists overseas, but we know you really fought for your buddies, and now you've woken up, and it takes a lot of courage to wake up. And moral courage is even greater than physical courage, history hath shown. And you're fighting for this republic now, sir, in a war that is absolutely life and death. So I salute you. We're comrades in arms, my friend.
You have a good day, sir.
You too. Take care. And some of us aren't going to make it out of this. You have to commit. This is a fight for your homeland, in your country, for your families, for the Bill of Rights, for everything this country's ever been. I just want all the real men out there to commit, just like the last caller did, just like Jeff Dunn from Kentucky, and do exactly the same type of things he's doing. Information warfare operations using our sword, our weapon, the truth. And I can't believe those National Guard guys said thank you but left the package. You know, they know the truth, but because Jeff was up front about how serious it is, their fear kept them from taking that information. What's happened to our country? Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Things have been sort of quiet on the gun control front. I thought with all these school shootings that the press would be raving about save the kids, take the guns away from everybody, but they've been sort of quiet.
Well, they got two different levels to this. Again, why does the government stage lots of terror attacks they never tell us about? They tell the police, they tell the military, they tell intelligence officers, they tell FBI to then have covert control and tell them that's why they're doing all this secret stuff. And it's the same thing with the schools. Oh, they're locking them down, putting in fences, searching all the bags, doing psychological testing, engaging the New Freedom Initiative, report psychological testing. So that was done. Bush signed an executive order to put total federal control into the schools with the overlaying airlock, I guess, boarding apparatus of the No Child Left Behind that already increased the funding mechanism to inject the vector pathogen. And so they're already basically in there more. Now that they've boarded the schools to a full extent, now they're going in with the Psychological Reeducation Corps. And these are reeducation centers. So that's really why that was done. But go ahead.
Okay, but I think that if the Nancy Pelosi and John Conyers and the New World Order Democrats get in there, that they're going to, instead of the stealth campaign that George Bush has been doing behind the scenes, we're going to have an overt campaign of numerous gun bills.
Good. Good. Let it come. Hey, what did Patrick Henry say? The clash of arms can already be heard to the north, and it's already here. The war is already here. Let them take the mask off. Let them drop the cloak.
Yeah,
show it. That's what we need. We need the enemy to come out openly, and they have been with the North American Union, with SPP, with HR 6166. We are now energizing. We are now rising to meet them. The sleeping giant, was starting to shake itself a few years ago, and now it's gotten up off the bed. It's splashing cold ice water on its face. It's getting red faced. It's energizing right now. I can feel the power up right now.
I think we were talking about the internet the other day. I typed in the Illuminati in Google, and I had a ton of stuff come up, documentaries, articles. And you're right that the internet is really kicking their butt. I mean, more so than what the John Birch Society did back in the 60s and 70s, because they could marginalize them. They kept them more or less.
It's totally dwarf what the John Birch Society did. That was a key seed Again, we may think we're losing. We may be in camps 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You know, they may nerve gas and bio-attack the country. But it doesn't matter. Then the seeds from this will be planted, and they'll just keep growing. They can't stop us. They're going to prison. They're going to be marched up. And they're going down. I'm telling you right now. A lot of us won't live to see it, but we're never going to stop.
They need to look at occupied Europe and the fact that the Germans could never control their occupied areas. They had guerrilla warfare up the rear end, and you think they'd take a lesson from that and the Hungarian revolt and all that.
Well, they have taken a lesson. That's why they're putting RFID and everything and cameras in the smallest towns. But that isn't going to matter either, because we're going to have the locals fighting on our side, the police and the military. You know how many special forces troops we've got? You know how many former special forces we've got? They're scared to death of us. We're unstoppable. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. CruisingPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Robert Steele joining us. In fact, let's get him on right when the next hour starts, Scott. He's gone public about 9/11. We'll be talking to him. Right now, let's go to Jesse in Texas and Cecil in Nevada. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I'd like to say kudos for getting Terror Storm into the major bookstores. That's great. It's about time.
Well, thank you. Please support us. Please go out and buy them from the stores, even if you already have it, just to give it as a gift. That way they restock and more people see it and get it.
Absolutely. Listen, I don't know how well aware you are of disability rights playing a part in bringing in the electronic voting machines. Of course, you know, on the liberal left, we're all equal. No one's special. So the disability community, which I work for and happen to advocate for, so I have no problems with that. But I don't, it's just like the DNA databases for sex offenders. Once they get their foot in the door with something.
Oh, that's it. I mean, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Evil
absolutely
uses that. And yeah, I mean, I've seen this, but give us your inside examples of how they're doing this.
Well, the inside examples would be, let's say someone who's a quadriplegic goes to vote and they can't use a standard paper form ballot. Now, I happen to work for a gentleman who is quadriplegic, and I assist him in every aspect of his daily life.
Well, that's what happened in the past, is the people that need help, you have local volunteers, and it gets taken care of.
And, you know, he trusts me 100%, and I still, even with the electronic voting systems, he has to have assistance, and I see his vote. Now, do I blurt his vote around? No, that's not, I have no interest in that. But
well, you know, this started 50 years ago. Don't let anyone know how you vote. Don't talk about your vote. That was the beginning of domesticating us and telling us to shut up. So what if you're assisting somebody and learn his vote?
Exactly. And I don't really care how he votes. That's his completely his business. And one more thing is that I got a couple of questions regarding homeschool, and then one other question regarding how I can be of service to your organization. The homeschooling, I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old that are being homeschooled, and I spend, you know, a pretty penny on their curriculum so that they have a good curriculum that I have reviewed.
Sure.
and that I approve of. I wonder if you have any suggestions on curriculums, and number two, how long do you think we have left to be able to homeschool, and number three, a point about CPS showing up at our door asking if we've had flu vaccinations.
That's happened?
That has happened.
To you?
That has happened to my kids and my wife while I was not there.
See, I mean, this is the home of the free land of the brave. There is no law you have to take a flu shot. And I've seen this in the news, these reports of this happening, Jesse. There's no law. Your wife should never open the door for anybody she doesn't know. You should have a hole drilled in the door, and you should have a peephole put in. Never open the door for the nice lady with the clipboard. My God. And yes, they do. The schools give lists because they have you sign that form saying your children won't be in school. There's no law you have to do that either, but they just get you to do it. Then that's handed over to CPS for harassment of homeschoolers.
Well, and these people didn't even have children, the people that came to...
Well, of course they don't. So your wife was trusting? Was your wife trusting and let them in?
She was.
If they would have seen one ball of dog hair, one plate in the sink, your children would be gone right now, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
These people are cult demons. Okay, these are Nazis.
It's total reinforcement to how, through our third-party contracts with the state...
And by the way, if they're listening right now, go into somebody's house because... Did they try to claim that flu shots were needed?
They did not claim that, to my understanding. And, of course, this is all being, you know, hearsay through my wife, you know...
Tell you what, hold off on Steele, because I've got to finish this now. Have you already called Steele? Okay, it's fine. We'll get him 5 after telling that. We've already got him, but stay there, caller. Number one, where are you in Texas?
I am in Austin.
And that's a shameful city of evil. Stay there. Just shameful wickedness. These are the secret police that will rule our world. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than...